I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. CYMBIOTIKA.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, get this. I read that because of inflation, the cost of this year's Thanksgiving dinner was up about 20%. It was tough, especially if you love basing your turkey with premium gasoline. Meanwhile, turkey was nearly 75% more expensive. Yeah, let's just say if you ate a turducken, the tur might have been turtle. I actually saw that due to rising prices of turkey and other meats, a lot of people serve plant-based alternatives. So if you want to know why Arby's and Taco Bell are open on Thanksgiving, that's why.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's some good comedy in right there.
Don't give me your plant-based alternatives. I ate heaping helpings of the usual. Like, there is no better flavor to me in the world than, like, turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, and stuffing kind of mixed together. Heated up when it's hot. Oh, my God, that's a good flavor. That is my favorite all-time flavor that I get, like, I was going to say once a year, but with the leftovers, it's like 4 days in a row. But after that, not until next year.
Yeah, we ate at a friend's house, and we got they sent some leftovers home with us, but no gravy. I don't know.
On the other hand, the gluttony. Oh, my God, the gluttony.
Yeah. I gained 2.5 pounds since we last worked.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll help you in the wind this time of year. Bad weather.
That's right. I'm more stable. That's the way I look at it.
But, so I was thinking I've got new family dynamics, which I've talked about, and I'm not going to talk about much because it wouldn't be fair to people who are not on the radio. But my biggest concern with my new family dynamics is I want my kids to be involved in, you know, extended family, bigger gatherings, that sort of thing. As much as I hate socializing, I do like that sort of thing. And Americans are doing it less and less, just all the way around, based on these statistics. This is from an op-ed in the Washington Post. It hurts my heart. It's not surprising in the least. I think it's going to kill off our society, if not all of Western civilization, but here you go. The COVID-19 pandemic wreaked havoc on our social lives, as we all know.
You know what? It didn't. Not really.
It
did for me.
It did for some people. It didn't change my life really many. I don't think any. I think there was one less visit with grandma and grandpa, but just one.
You know what? Yeah, that was the one thing. I did not get to see my mom nearly enough in the last 2 years of her life, which was sad, but it is what it is. But in terms of social life, no, because as you know, I live in the wilds of Red Counties, and we just carried on. We tried to be reasonably safe, but then we lived our lives.
I was watching Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation yesterday.
Oh, my God, is she a piece of work.
She's just so COVID obsessed, but They said in their piece, many people gathering for Thanksgiving for the first time in 2 years. I thought, what? Was COVID still a thing last year? I don't remember it being a thing. And the year before I did Thanksgiving, so whatever. Anyway, time spent with friends went down. Time spent alone went up. Thanksgiving was not spared. Americans spent 38% less time with friends and extended family over Thanksgiving weekend in the past 2 years than they had the decade prior. Here's the interesting part. And now for the scarier news, says this person writing in the WAPO. Our social lives were withering dramatically before COVID-19. Between 2014 and 2019, time spent with friends went down. Time spent alone went up by more than it did during the pandemic. It would seem that we found some, I need to get together with family and friends more during the pandemic than we did before the pandemic. According to the Census Bureau's American Time Use Survey, the amount of time the average American spent with friends was stable at about 6.5 hours per week between 2010 and 2013. Then something happened in 2014. Time spent with friends began to decline. By 2019, the average American was spending only 4 hours per week with friends, almost 40% decline from the 5 years before. Social media, political polarization, new technologies all played a role. You know, of course, that's speculation to a certain extent. This person, though, says it is notable that market penetration for smartphones crossed 50% in 2014, the time when that number went south.
You know, those three factors you tossed out, they ring true to me. The political polarization thing.
You think you spent less time?
I don't
time
know
with...
if that was the beef or the potatoes in the stew, but yeah.
You think you spend less time with family and friends because of that?
I don't. But according to everything I've read, you know, the number of people saying, I wouldn't date X, or I can't be friends with X, or I'd rather not work with, you know, the other side is skyrocketed in the Trump era.
I'll push all my chips onto the square that is smartphones and all that sort of stuff crossing over 50% in 2014 for the decline, because, I mean, God, I see that all around me. But, similar declines can be seen even when the definition of friends is expanded to include neighbors, coworkers, and clients. The average American spent 15 hours per week with this broader group of friends a decade ago, 12 hours per week in 2019, only 10 hours per week last year. So that's a huge drop.
Mm.
On average, Americans did not transfer that lost time to spouses, partners, or children. Instead, they chose to be alone. How about that?
Bowling Alone. When did that book come out?
Geez, a long time ago. So, yeah, we were headed on that trend prior to smartphones and social media. No single group drives this trend, men and women, white, non-white, rich and poor, urban and rural, married and unmarried. Parents and non-parents all saw proportionally similar declines in time spent with others. How interesting is that? Doesn't matter if you're a white, urban, wealthy person or a black, poor, single, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's all the same.
Hmm.
The pattern holds for both remote and in-person workers. The percentage decline is so similar for young and old. However, given how much time young people spend with friends, the absolute decline among Americans 15 to 19 is staggering. Relative to 2013, the average American teenager spent approximately 11 fewer hours with friends each week in 2021 than they did a decade earlier. A 64% decline because, you know, when you're that age, you do more hanging out with friends. So there's more to lose. That drop is almost 70% among teenagers.
That's astonishing. Can you imagine in your teenage years, I'm talking to you good folks, if you'd run afoul of your parents or broken some rule or you got all D's or something like that, and they cut off 11 hours worth of seeing your friends per week, that would be a severe punishment. I mean, that would be miserable. And yet it's voluntary now. I swear this is all related. The lack of coupling, people not having babies, it's just a lack of connectedness thing. Now, what's the cause and what's the effect? I think social media and cell phones may well be the cause. Could it be, you know, perception of overpopulation or something like that? I don't know. Mm. I wish I could take an actual 30,000-foot view of this. I can get up to like 10,000 feet, but I still get the feeling I'm not seeing the whole picture.
Hey, Michael, while I do this next paragraph, could you Google when Bowling Alone came out, the book? Because I think that is worth pointing out that it was identified as a problem, I think, prior to smartphones and social media. So something was going on already. It points out here in this article, this is all very new. Just a decade ago, the average American spent roughly the same amount of time with friends as Americans did in the 60s or the 70s. So, I mean, it had been the same since you and I were kids.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But now we've been dropping like a stone in terms of the amount of time we spend. Yes, Miguel?
It was 2000?
2000. So long before smartphones and social media.
All right. Let me explain this, though. It's electronic faux connectedness, which was a trend that had begun prior to the smartphone explosion, but the smartphone explosion caused it to grow exponentially. Told the story before, I was in a fraternity, University of Illinois, back in the go-go 80s. Gladys, thank you. And there was some debate at the fraternity whether we should go from having one big television in the basement hooked up to cable TV to getting it in rooms, in each of the rooms in the house. Should we do that? And I was mostly in favor of getting in the rooms because I hadn't thought about it much. But a couple of guys were making the point, no, we'll lose the gathering in the basement. That came in, the cable TV came into every room. There was no gangs of guys laughing and talking and hooting and hollering in the basement. It died. It died in a day. Instead, everybody sat alone in the rooms or in small groups, 2, 3, 4, watching what they wanted to watch. The social gathering vanished.
So you're putting
electronic faux connections.
So you're putting the blame at the foot of affordable portable televisions.
Essentially, yes.
It's something. It's something.
Can you get that inch deep, non-nourishing human connectedness through a wire? If the answer is yes, for a lot of people, that's enough, or they think that's enough. They feel like that's enough.
Yeah, there's a minimum threshold, it would appear, for enough to keep you from immediately offing yourself, and you can get that through your phone. And so you decide, enough people decide, well, that's all I need, then. That's enough for me. Mm-hmm. We left out probably a very important part of this segment. But I assume most of the people listening are with us on just the assumption that this is a bad thing. They go through plenty of statistics on how connection with family and friends is important for all kinds of mental health and suicide rates and all kinds of different success, all kinds of different things. I mean, it's not just a feeling we have that it's bad, that people are isolating. It's statistically true. I mentioned being at a stoplight on a Saturday night and watching a group of sorority girls walking from the sorority across the street headed toward downtown, and every single one of them, all looking exactly the same, with the same haircuts, same jeans, same shirt, everything, but all staring at their phones. And I was thinking, who do you want to be with more than these other people you're with at this point in your life?
Right.
Whoever it is that you're looking at your phone talking to, why don't you go be with them? I don't know.
Yeah, I know it.
I don't know what I that know is. It.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's practically a truism in psychology. Again, that word truism. that for happiness, you need a social circle. You need people you care about who care about you, and you need a life of purpose. And online don't cut it, but we've hammered that point enough, I think.
Tell you what my purpose is, cyber shopping. That is my purpose. Cyber Monday, getting a good deal.
Wow, wow. If there's a stupider story on media, please point it out to us than Cyber Freaking Monday. Can you not hear what the actors are saying on the TV? You're not going deaf. It's not you. We'll explain.
Awesome. That's next.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Thanksgiving was a little different this year. Your cousin, who was super into crypto last Thanksgiving, not so chatty anymore. Some relatives wanted to watch football. Others wanted to watch the World Cup. While your one creepy nephew wanted everyone to watch Dahmer. And you know.
Yeah, the crypto thing. It was about last year when there was a whole bunch of crypto geniuses around. Oh, hey, yeah, I made $8 billion last Tuesday. All right.
Yeah, okay. So here's an experience most of us can relate to, although some of us haven't really admitted it in polite company. I can't understand what the actors are saying on the TV.
Watched a movie Saturday night, the Everything, All the Place, All the Time on Netflix, which is getting a lot of buzz, but I couldn't freaking understand anything. And I wanted to turn on the subtitles because I remember Sean saying, oh, everybody my age watches with the subtitles on now. And I thought, really?
Yeah, I can't tell you the number of times Judy and I have said, subtitles are distracting. Let's start without. And we always go to the subtitles.
Really?
Always.
You like it? Because I haven't caved yet, but I need to.
What's the only way I can understand what the frig's going on?
Right. So is it more distracting than staring at a show you have no idea what's happening?
Are they in love? Did he threaten to kill her? Is she his employee? Oh, he's her employee? What? That Netflix show, I haven't heard of that. Everything All the Time or something?
Yeah, it's weird, man. It's kind of, I'll talk about it later. I don't want to get in the way.
Yeah, okay. It's kind of, National Lampoon's Animal House meets The Exorcist. Anyway, this is from the Wall Street Journal. If you have people talking or shouting during the adventure scenes, the explodey sounds are way higher than the dialogue, said a woman, a 43-year-old professional musician in Boston, blah, blah, blah. People tend to blame their flat-screen TVs for bad sound and not being able to hear the dialogue. And that is one of the culprits. Tube TVs of the past had front-facing speakers that sent the audio straight at you, while the new super-thin models have speakers that point downward, or everybody's got the surround sound system or whatever. The rest of the problem lies within virtually every other step of the audio process, they say, from a studio's production choices to the device used to watch the content. Sound mixers combine all the sounds in the video, including dialogue, music, and background noises, into the audio we hear. The professionals have advanced audio capabilities at their disposal, but they might not translate clearly on devices that aren't built to support state-of-the-art audio. In other words, you have people in $500 headphones mixing movies and TV shows that you're not using headphones at all. You're using your, you know, consumer surround sound system, and it's too boomy and bassy to understand the audio, the dialogue.
I saw this, that 70% of millennials watch shows with the subtitles on. I got to go to that. I mean, this movie seemed really damned interesting I was watching. It's about life and choices and decisions you make, and it's kind of got a matrix sort of moving back and forth in time and all these different sorts of things. But anyway, I couldn't understand, like, I'd say 75% of the words I missed. It's really hard to follow a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just didn't want to cave to turning on the subtitles like I'm, you know, 90 years old, but knowing that millennials are doing it.
Exactly, yeah, you've just got to do it. And they give various hints for, you know, how you can make the audio sound better from, you know, putting something under your TV to reflect the sound outward if it has those bottom facing speakers, and maybe you should wear earbuds and the rest of it. If you have any control over the audio, the tone, you know, bass, treble, mid-range, et cetera, drop your bass and raise the treble as high as you can stand it, because that's how you hear consonants, the very highest pitches. So that's just, as an audio guy, I would suggest that. But if you don't have control, do the damn closed captions. You just don't have an option.
Yeah, 90% of people say they've done it at least sometimes. So it's what everybody's doing, if you didn't know that.
Boy, honey, that movie was hilarious. Hilarious? It was about a guy who lost his wife to cancer and committed suicide. It was? I had no idea. Yeah. I thought it was a buddy comedy. Thought it was great.
One of you's laughing and the other one's crying, but both confused as to why the other one doesn't understand. If you miss an hour of the show, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand. We'll check in on China, a number of other things on the way.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I hope the triple-demic is not getting you down. I know people whose kids have COVID and mom's got the flu and the other kid's got the RSV and... makes it pretty Yikes. Hard to go to school and work and travel and whatnot.
Yeah, my sister and her husband got the vid now. There you go. Got the fever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're all right, but yeah, it's just annoying mostly.
Yes.
So coming back with that Cracker song, remind me, that's one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite bands, Cracker, not freaking Uncle Cracker. Cracker with a C. Great band from California. Anyway. Oh,
oddly placed anger there.
I get so tired of it. Anyway, after Thanksgiving dinner, I'm sitting there with my friends and Judy, and we're drinking and eating and drinking more. And another friend shows up, as I'd been warned, with his guitar, and I'd brought my guitar. And so we busted out the guitars and we're playing the old songs, having a little drunken sing along. It was a lot of fun. Although I don't know many songs, and the songs I know, nobody knows. They're like Cracker songs or old 97s or, you know, Jayhawks and stuff. Nobody knows these bands, so we played Eagles songs.
There you go.
Not the blankin' Eagles. Sorry, that's some Big Lebowski reference. Anyway, so it was fun, though. It was great. Nice break. Good to be back, though. Hope you all are well. This is striking to me. I'm looking around me, arrayed around me on the computer screen and in print. The number of stories you folks sent, all on the same theme in the last, I would say, 48 hours. Just run through a couple of them. Starbucks to close another Seattle store detailing safety concerns. Seattle will close its Seattle store at Broadway East and Denny Way next month. I believe I've had a coffee there. The company told workers Monday night. The closure of the Capitol Hill store will take place December 11th, according to the company, blah, blah, blah. Too dangerous. Incidents involved theft, vandalism, property damage, drug use, threats of physical violence, verbal harassment, and assault of their employees. They just can't keep the store open anymore. It's too dangerous. In civilization. This is not in Haiti, folks. This is in Seattle. All right, let's not belabor that. Let's move to this one. A Portland, Oregon clothing shop permanently shut down this month after facing a string of break-ins that would have left the store financially gutted, according to a note posted to the front of the store. A scathing note, a blistering note, this journalist puts it. Our city is in peril, a printed note posted on Rain's PDX store read. Small businesses and large cannot sustain doing business in our city's current state. We have no protection or recourse against the criminal behavior that goes unpunished. Do not be fooled into thinking that insurance companies cover losses. We have sustained 15 break-ins. We've not received any financial reimbursement since the 3rd.
Wow. Yeah. Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Unbelievable.
That's what the insurance company is telling you is really true. You can't have a going enterprise there.
Right.
So yeah. We're not going to insure you because that's not a place where you can have a store.
Oh, boy. Oh, and that whole, it's covered by insurance. It's such a lie by ignoramuses who don't know how insurance nor business work. Anyway, the store's owner said after 15 break-ins, the business can't survive the financial burdens. Quote, the problem is, as small businesses, we cannot sustain these types of losses and stay in business. I won't even go into the numbers of how much has been out of pocket. The products that are being targeted are the very expensive winter products. And I just felt like the minute I get those in the store, they're going to get stolen.
Mm.
The message posted to the front of the store noted the shop is closing down to, quote, the unrelenting criminal behavior coupled with escalating safety issues for our employees. And they go into the history of it and how much crime there is in Portland. We need to get the guy who did the California's Crumbling song to do a Portlandia's Crumbling. Let's see. Well, there's more on that. But again, let's not belabor that point. Let's move on to this one. Salt and Straw is leaving Portland. Portland's iconic ice cream business, Salt and Straw, may move its headquarters out of southeast Portland owing to frustration with crime, drugs, and street camping, said the co-founder. On Monday, a fire in an RV parked at Southeast 3rd and Ash Street near the company's headquarters shut down power and to the Salt and Straw and several other businesses after the blaze brought down a transformer. If we can't make it safe, I can't stay here, said the co-founder. It's just not responsible for me to put my team in that position.
Street camping.
And this is interesting. On Tuesday, musician and civic advocate Thomas Lauderdale sent an email about the fire and other problems near the headquarters to two dozen community leaders in Portland City Hall, Multnomah County, and Oregon's congressional delegation. Their lease is up in April, and though it will cost them millions and millions to relocate, they are at the breaking point and are planning to move out of state. This is less a homeless issue. It is a health and public safety and drug issue. The schizophrenia we're seeing, the violence, the fires, this is drug-fueled and needs to be addressed immediately. Did you hear that? Musician and social activist, Thomas, you're absolutely right, by the way, sir, is saying, quit saying it's a homeless thing. It's a drug thing. It's junkies and crime.
On the homeless
One
thing.
One final note.
I saw a Seinfeld thing yesterday where he was driving around in his car and he said, you know, when you see one homeless person talking to another homeless person, you know he's giving him advice, which I find hilarious.
That's edgy.
You know what you need to do.
Let's see. This article mentions Portland saw a 58% increase in homicides in 2020, and notched a 54% increase in homicides compared to the already violent and bloody 2020 and 2021. Skyrocketing homicides. Okay, fair enough. And then this. This was sent along by alert listener Keith. Why is Multnomah County's prosecution rate for petty theft so much lower than neighboring counties, really? The district attorney, Mike Schmidt, not to be confused with the Phillies star of yore in baseball, told KGW-TV that his office only prosecutes cases when there's enough evidence to convict. That's why the prosecution rates are so low. But neighboring county DAs say, no, we do the same thing, and we prosecute way more than you do, you Marxist piece of crap. Well, that I added that part.
Yeah, I feel like you must have an embellishment of some sort.
I embellished. Latest report examined the rate at which county district attorneys prosecute misdemeanor theft cases and found that Washington County prosecuted 93% of cases brought by the police. Clackamas County in Oregon prosecuted 84%. In Multnomah County, 46%.
Okay. Half as much.
93, 84, 46. Ice cream business leaving the city. Clothing store shutting down. Starbucks in Seattle closing store after store in Seattle. You're familiar with Seattle and Starbucks, right? There it is. They do not prosecute crime. And if you do not prosecute crime, the cops don't arrest the people. Because every arrest of a criminal is a chance for them to get shot or stabbed in the belly and never see their kids again. And if you go to arrest somebody you know is going to walk out that afternoon, never mind they're back on the streets tomorrow, they're back on the streets today. You're not going to get arrests. And then you get business owners who won't report crimes if they, as we discussed last week, if they report it at all, it's an incident report. But because the cops aren't going to investigate it, it never becomes a crime report. So you get these phony statistics in the media saying property crime is actually not up very much. Yeah, that's because nobody bothers to report it anymore. They just shut their business and leave Portland, leave Seattle, leave Sacramento, San Francisco, L.A. I think you folks are hip to all this, but I think there are a lot of folks, especially in the cocooned media, who are not. But, man, that's the truth right there. You heard it.
Are you familiar with the guy they call Wemby?
I don't know from Wemby.
being pegged as the greatest basketball, potential basketball player of all time.
Wow.
You familiar with this dude?
Well, I don't know Wemby's.
I'll just real briefly after this, because I know not everybody's into sports, but you should be aware of it.
My beloved bride and I will be chowing on a HelloFresh dinner tonight. I can practically guarantee it. We have been longtime fans and subscribers to HelloFresh that delivers delicious chef-crafted recipes and the food you need to make them to your door. So you skip that extra grocery store trip. You reach into your fridge, you reach into your freezer, and you've got a delicious meal good to go.
Yeah, and restaurants are so busy this time of year and everything like that. Just eat at home, but not preparing at home. And you save a lot of money, which is always a priority this time of year. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout.
And when it gets time to figure out what's for dinner, you're not like standing around, what do you want? I don't know. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Nothing's thought. You say, all right, we got this choice, and they're both fantastic. So it's great in so many ways. You're going to love it, and there's no long-term contracts either. Get started today. HelloFresh.com/Armstrong65. Why 65? Because you get 65% off plus free shipping to get started. HelloFresh.com/Armstrong65. We love it. You're going to love it. And again, no long-term contracts. HelloFresh.com/Armstrong65.
I'll be brief on this because we got something really good coming up. But I just came across this highlight reel yesterday of this Victor Wembanyama. They call him Wemby for short. 18-year-old basketball player out of France. He's somewhere between 7'2 and 7'5, depending on who you see listening. But whenever he's on the court, he's so much taller than everybody else. LeBron James and Steph Curry both have commented on him as being, holy cow, he's going to be the number one pick in the draft next year. The bad teams in the NBA are doing everything they can to lose enough games to get this clearly will change your franchise forever player. And LeBron said, everybody calls everybody a unicorn these days. This guy's an alien, like he's from another planet, because he's got the crossover dribble of an Allen Iverson, the three-point shot of a Steph Curry, but the height and dunking ability of the highlight reel is ridiculous. How is a guy this tall doing this?
Wow.
And he's LeBron is saying he's the greatest get in the, a half a century. So
got to raise the hoop to 15 feet or shrink it or something.
Or he'll get broken in two his first game in the NBA because he's very skinny. Mm-mm. Martha Raddatch of ABC was in Ukraine again with some incredibly compelling reporting out of that war zone, among other things on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
It has been 9 months of fear, destruction,
and unimaginable loss. Indiscriminate Russian strikes this week, pummeling residential areas, a maternity hospital, and power grids. Blackouts again paralyzing cities and towns across Ukraine as winter takes a brutal hold.
You know, I thought about wanting to start the show with that, just in case you got any complaints coming out of your holiday weekend or unhappy with anything about going back to work or anything like that, remembering there are lots of people around the world with various really horrible situations like those people in Ukraine. I mean, holy crap.
Well, and there are people just like us with hopes and dreams and loves and, you know, achy joints and whatever the heck else, and they're enduring the unendurable.
That's Martha Raddatz of ABC News. It was her third trip back to Ukraine, and here's a little more of the kind of person that is fighting the fight.
And the fight is far from over. These Ukrainian forces are constantly training. Many of these soldiers have already been to the front lines, but many are going back. They are citizens transformed. Volunteers like Alexander, who runs a travel business, has seen relentless fighting in the east.
38-hour battle.
Yeah, and only only 2 hours we have time for drink, for toilet, and for sleeping. Very hard.
Intense.
Yes.
And you would go back in a minute.
Yes, of course.
Guide you with just a regular job. Now fighting for his life and his country's life. 38-hour battle with a 2-hour break for any food or go to the bathroom or sleep.
Wow.
It's hard to even imagine. And he looked like he was, I don't know if it said his age there, but he looked like he was about 40. I mean, so he wasn't like a kid or anything either. Oh, my God. I don't remember if any of these clips includes the fact that our current estimates are 100,000 Ukrainian soldiers have died.
Oh,
we lost 70,000 in Vietnam between like 60 and 74. Something like that. 100,000 in that tiny country. But they got no choice, or they're going to lose their country. Here's a little more on that report.
And Petro, who has a small business, unbowed even after estimates of as many as 100,000 Ukrainian soldiers killed on the battlefield.
Yeah.
You will win.
We will win.
You will win, no matter what.
No matter what. In Ukraine, we say "Воля або смерть." It's translated like
freedom or death. Freedom or death.
So that guy was definitely not young. He was looked to be in his 50s. And, yeah, I think a lot of us would probably do the same if it were the only other, what's the other choice? Submit and give up your country?
No.
To an evil dictator?
Yeah.
No. Not an option. But here's this guy that they had on there. His name is Andrew Milburn. And he's a soldier. I remember if he was with Great Britain or the United States or who he fought with in Fallujah. But he was reporting on how he's training people over there and being involved in the fighting and how he feels the war is going to go from here on out.
When you look at where the Ukrainians are and the enormous amount of aid they've gotten, do you believe if they don't get more aid that it is conceivable they can win?
It is conceivable. Look, the West has been extraordinarily helpful in providing high-end platforms, but the Russians have adapted. This is not a criticism, U.S. foreign policy, maybe it is. It's just the sense that this is going to be a long, bloody war. Ukrainian victory is, in my mind, ultimately most likely. Unless the West really embraces the prospect of Ukrainian victory, and barring a black swan event, this is going to be a long, bloody slog.
You know, what's interesting about that is if we... So that guy feels like Ukraine will win even if we don't arm them with better stuff. But it'll take a really long time. If we arm them with better stuff, they'll win more quickly. But so what's Putin's play then here? Does he just not agree? He just doesn't think that Ukraine will win? Or?
I think given his conscription and hardly training at all, cannon fodder, these poor sons of guns have gotten roped in and sent to the front lines. I just think he thinks he can win the numbers game. As you mentioned, Ukraine's lost 100,000 guys. They have far fewer that they can expend.
True. Definitely true. You also, it's like, you know, in a sporting event, you just hope something will happen. You just keep competing, hoping something will happen. You never know.
Well, and especially if you've screwed up so badly, you have no other options.
Yeah, he could hope that, you know, maybe China does move on Taiwan and all of a sudden the world's attention's over there and the United States is distracted and blah, 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 blah. Or the, you know, finally France and Germany get tired of being cold and want to get cheaper energy. And you know, he's just hoping for a number of, he's hoping for a black swan right. event.
Right, yeah. I wish we had a little more time to get into this from the Washington Post. Angry families say Russian conscripts have been thrown to the front line unprepared. They talk about this gal's husband, a Russian soldier mobilized to Ukraine, called her from the forest last month, sobbing, almost broken. They're lying on television, he wept, referring to the state television propagandists who play down Russian failures or portray it as Russia's war of survival against the U.S. and its allies. She's one of dozens of soldier spouses and other relatives who are voicing remarkably public and risky anger and fear over the terrible conditions that conscripts have faced on the front lines of Russia's war in Ukraine. They say mobilized soldiers were deployed into battle with little training, poor equipment, often no clear orders. Some were literally dropped off and told, find somebody and fight them. They've got like a rifle, a few rounds of ammunition. They bought their own boots if they have them at all. And they don't know where to go, who's in command, or what to do.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine that? Holy crap. You just want to hide in a hole and hope that blows over.
Right. Yana, a transport worker from St. Petersburg, was a fervent pro-war patriot until her partner was mobilized. In a phone interview, she confirmed video accounts by other military spouses that the men had to buy their own warm uniforms and boots and had little training. In Ukraine, they were given no food or water. Quote, they do not have any orders and they do not have any tasks. I spoke to my husband yesterday and said that he said they have no clue what to do. They were just abandoned and they have lost all trust, all faith in the authorities. And there's much more to this, maybe later.
Man, Putin's on the ropes. Xi might be on the ropes. The Ayatollah's on the ropes. You got three of your leading dictators really going up against their own population right now.
Yeah, I don't know if they're on the ropes. They're taking blows, but we'll see. Tim Sandifer, Tim the Lawyer, coming up next hour. Great stuff to talk about with Tim. If you don't get the next hour, grab it via podcast later. It's called Armstrong and Getty on Demand.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.